Penguin presents Swing Time by Zadie Smith. Read by Pippa Bennett Warner. When the music changes, so does the dance. Hauser proverb. Prologue. It was the first day of my humiliation. Put on a plane, sent back home to England. Set up with a temporary rental in St. John's Wood. The flat was on the 8th floor. The windows looked over the cricket ground. It had been chosen, I think, because of the doorman who blocked all inquiries. I stayed indoors. The phone on the kitchen wall rang and rang, but I was warned not to answer it and to keep my own phone switched off. I watched the cricket being played, a game I don't understand. It offered no real distraction, but still, it was better than looking at the interior of that apartment. A luxury condo in which everything had been designed to be perfectly neutral, with all significant corners rounded, like an iPhone. When the cricket finished, I stared at the sleek coffee machine embedded in the wall, and at two photos of the Buddha, one a brass Buddha, the other wood, and at a photo of an elephant kneeling next to a little Indian boy who was also kneeling. The rooms were tasteful and grey, linked by a pristine hallway of tan wool cord. I stared at the ridges in the cord. 2 days passed like that. On the third day, the doorman called up and said the lobby was clear. I looked at my phone. It was sitting on the counter in airplane mode. I had been offline for 72 hours and can remember feeling that this should be counted among the great examples of personal stoicism and moral endurance of our time.